Yes, yeah. I welcome all of you once again. Thank you everyone for joining today's Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today's Srimad Bhagavatam class will be given by His Holiness Radharaman Maharaj. We are really fortunate to hear from Maharaj. He'll be starting with the Canto 5, Chapter 1, Shloka 1. So before I hand over the call to Maharaj, I'd like to hand over the call to Praveen Govind Prabhu to give an introduction about Maharaj. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you can take over the call.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. My Dhanvat Pranams to all the devotees on the call. A few words about His Holiness Radharaman Swami Maharaj. His Holiness Radharaman Swami Maharaj is a sannyasi brother of His Holiness Radha Govind Swami Maharaj. Maharaj started his journey in ISKCON in 1978. He lives in Vrindavan and has been a coordinator and active leader for the Braj Mandal Parikramas for nearly 40 years. This has been Maharaj's one of the main services, and there are thousands of devotees who participated in this Parikramas at a time. Before that, Maharaj was involved with Padma Yatra with His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj. Maharaj is very simple and humble. He has been traveling all around the world and preaching about Braj Mandal Parikrama. He is very good orator and speaks non-stop on the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna, I would like to hand over the call to His Holiness Radharaman Maharaj. Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. Hare Krishna, Jai Sri Prabhupada.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Dandavas Pranam, Maharaj. Please accept all of our pranams to you. We are really fortunate to hear from you, Maharaj. Please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Maharaj. You can unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Okay, so how will we start for something? The program goes up to what time usually? I understand they start at 5:50, but up to what time class would be there?
Yeah, how much time you have, Maharaj? You can go that much. There is no end limit. You can start on time, but ending time is not.
So how the similar, like I have to recite the Sanskrit verses and word meaning, purport and translation this way? This.
Yeah, you can recite Sanskrit verse, and if you don't want, no need to do word to word meaning if you want, don't.
Okay. No, because since this is starting of the chapter, so in the beginning of the chapter, Prabhupada has written summary of the chapter, but that I should read or not?
No.
I see. Then I will just, we are starting now.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सह गणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते Taptakanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanushute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna So today we will discuss read from Srimad Bhagavatam the fifth canto chapter 1 and text we are going to read today 1 So first I will read a Sanskrit verse, then I will read translation and their purport by Srila Prabhupada, and then we will discuss. In this chapter, the activities of Maharaj Priyavrata. Rajo Vacha Priyavrato Bhagavata Atma Ramah Katham Mune Grihe Ramate Anmulah Karma Bandha Parabhava Rajo Vacha Priyavrato Bhagavata Atma Ramah Katham Mune Grihe Ramate Anmulah Karma Bandha Parabhava And then translation. King Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, O great sage, why did King Priyavrata, who was a great self-realized devotee of the Lord, remain in household life, which is the root cause of the bondage of karma, fruited activities, and which defeats the mission of human life? In the fourth canto, Srila Sukadeva Goswami explains that Narad Muni perfectly instructed King Priyavrata about the mission of human life. The mission of human life is to realize oneself and then gradually go back home, back to Godhead. Since Narad Muni instructed the king fully on this subject, why did he again enter household life? which is the main cause of material bondage. Maharaj Parikshit was greatly astonished that King Priyavrata remained in household life, especially since he was not only a self-realized soul, but also a first-class devotee of the Lord. A devotee actually has no attraction for household life. But surprisingly, King Priyavrat enjoyed household life very much. One may argue, why is it wrong to enjoy household life? The reply is that in household life, one becomes bound by the results of fruitful activity. The essence of household life is sense enjoyment. And as long as one engrosses his mind in working hard for sense sense enjoyment, one becomes bound by the reactions of fruitful activity. The ignorance of self-realization is the greatest defeat in human life. The human form of life is especially meant for getting out of the bondage of fruitful activity. But as long as one is forgetful of his life's mission, and acts like an ordinary animal, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, he must continue his material, his conditional life of material existence. Such a life is called Swarup Vismriti, forgetfulness of one's real constitutional position. Therefore, in the Vedic civilization, one is trained in the very beginning of life as a brahmachari. A brahmachari must execute austerity and refrain from sex indulgence. Therefore, if one is completely trained in the principle of brahmacharya, he generally does not enter household life. He is then called a naistic brahmachari, which indicates total celibacy. King Parikshit was thus astonished that the great king Priyavrata, although trained in the principle of naistic brahmacharya, entered household life. The word Bhagavat Atma Ramah are very significant in this verse. If one is self-satisfied as is the supreme personality of Godhead, he is called Bhagavat Atma Ram. There are different types of satisfaction. Karmis are satisfied in their fruitive activities. Jnanis are satisfied to merge into effulgence of the Brahman. And devotees are satisfied to engage in the Lord's service. The Lord is self-satisfied because he is fully opulent. And one who is satisfied by serving him is called Bhagavat Atma Rama. Manushyanam Sahasresu, out of many thousands of persons, one may endeavor for liberation, and many thousands of persons attempting to become liberated, one may achieve liberation from the anxiety of material existence and become self-satisfied. Even that satisfaction, however, is not the ultimate satisfaction. The jnanis and the karmis have desire as do the yogis, but devotees have no desire. Satisfaction in the service of the Lord is called akama, freedom from desire, and this is the ultimate satisfaction. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit inquired, how could one who was fully satisfied on the highest platform be satisfied with family life? The word parabhav in this verse is also significant. When one is satisfied in family life, he is doomed because he must already have forgotten his relationship with the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj described how the activities of family life implicate one more and more. Atmapatam Grihamandhakupam. Household life is like a dark well.
If one falls into this well, his spiritual death is assured. How Priyavrat Maharaj remained a liberated Paramahansa even within family life is described in the next verse. So this chapter describes the activities of Maharaj Priyavrat. As you must gone through that part about Priyavrat, the story of Maharaj Priyavrat is like that. Just I am starting from beginning. One time, Lord Brahma, he was contemplating, he was meditating how to increase the population of the world. At beginning of creation, there was not sufficient population on the earthly planet, on this universe. Population was insufficient, not ever. So he was meditating. He was complimenting how to increase the population of this world. He has already created many sons, Manas Putra, Narada, than but still he was meditating, contemplating. At that time, from the body of Brahma, two other forms appeared, came out from his own body. Two separate forms, two separate personality came out from his body, Brahma's body. Two personality, two forms, one was male and another was female. Male, that is Swayambhuva Manu, Manu Maharaj, and female personality, she was Satrupa. Her name was Satrupa. Of Brahma gave this name. From his own existence, from his own body, two separate, two different forms came out, appeared from his body, one male and female. male was Swayambhuva Manu and female was Satrupa. So here description goes that Satrupa performed austerities and then both Manu and Satrupa were married. And Maharaj Swayambhuva Manu, from the womb of Satrupa, begot five children. Out of five, two children were sons and three daughters. Means Maharaj Manu Maharaj begot in the womb of Satrupa two sons and three daughters. So Manu Maharaj, eldest son was Priyavrat Maharaj. We are going to discuss about Priyavrat Maharaj, who was Manu Maharaj, eldest son. So about his activity, it is described that from very beginning of life, Priyavrat was very much detached from the worldly affair. Though he was a prince, king, son of king. So Sambhanu, he was very much detached type of personality. So from very beginning of his life, he was very much attached to Devarshi Narada. So Devarshi Narada instructed him, Maharaj Priyavrat, we are talking Priyavrat, got instruction. He was fully trained and given instruction by Devarshi Narada about the self-realization, about how to cultivate Krishna consciousness. So Priyavart got training instruction from Devarshi Narad, and by the mercy of Devarshi Narad, or by the instruction of Devarshi Narad, he become completely detached from any material sense enjoyment. Therefore, though according to dharma, since he was an elder son, so he was supposed to inherit the kingdom, but he denounced, he did not become a king. Rather, he gave up everything, all attachment. He did not want to become a ruler, emperor of the earthly planet. So the younger brother, Utanapad, became the ruler, and he ruled the earthly planet. And Maharaj Priyavrata was completely detached type of personality. He did not accept the kingdom. So most of time he was spending in the ashram of Narada. Of course, Naradji has no any permanent ashram. Always Naradji traveling here and there. So he was in direction of Naradji, cultivating Krishna consciousness. But one point, Manu Maharaj father requested to become the ruler of earthly planet. So then Manu Maharaj called Brahmaji, grandfather Brahma personally came in the ashram of Devarshi Narad, and both Naradji father, Manu Maharaj was there. Some other demigods were also present, like Indra, Brahma. They personally requested Priyavrata Maharaj to rule the earthly planet, become the king. So on the order of instruction and order of Brahma, Devarshi Narad and his own father Manu Maharaj, Priyavrata Maharaj become the king. He accepted the ruling position. He became the ruler of earthly planet, and he enjoyed his material opulences very nicely, engaged in household life. And towards the end, he got the highest perfectional stage in his spiritual life. He returned home back to Godhead. So this activity, this pastime, this story is already described in fourth, third canto and fourth canto about the Priyavrata. Basically, when he was instructed, he was talking that, so when Maharaja Parikshit heard about Priyavrata Maharaj, he became very much surprised. First of all, he was enlightened. He got instruction. He got self-realization by mercy of Devarshi Narad. Completely detached from any sense gratification, sense enjoyment. So, and then he has got enough training, still he got self-realization also as Param Mahabhagavat, Atmaram. And again, he entered in household life, enjoyed the material delight for thousands of years. And eventually again, he elevated himself on the position of the highest perfectional stage of his spiritual life. And he went home back to Godhead. He entered in the spiritual planet. After hearing these three things, first of all, he was self-realized person, a great devotee, and second, that despite his greatness, self-realization and devotional attitude, still he entered in household life, enjoy material delights for thousands of years, and again came out from household life and attained the highest perfectional stage in a spiritual life. So Parikshit Maharaj here in the question, that question, here this verse talks about the question of Maharaj Parikshit. Priye Vrato Mahabhava Atma Ramam Katham Mune Grihe Aramat Yan Moolam Karm Bandha Parabham. You must have heard some proposition or a statement in Srimad Bhagavatam. Many places Srila Prabhupada is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. And that proposition, that a person advanced in bhakti, he can't embrace any materialistic life. It's simple statement. If someone is advanced in spiritual life, advanced devotee, bhakta, it is impossible for him to take delight, engage himself in materialistic life. This is very frankly, it is known. A person advanced in bhakti can't embrace him materialistic life again. No way. And again, a person engaged in materialist sense gratification, material enjoy, he can take up Krishna consciousness. He can become a devotee. A devotee cannot embrace, enjoy sense gratification. It's no way. And a person who is engaged in sense gratification, sense enjoyment, materialist sense enjoyment, he and in any stage he can't become, he can't take up Krishna consciousness. He could not become a bhakta. This is Parikshit Maharaj talking. So in a case of Priyavrata, he was devotee. How come that a self-realized Bhagavat Paramahansa, Bhagavat Atma Ram, whose mind was completely absorbed in the sweetness, in the sweetness of seva of Krishna. So how come that a person completely absorbed in cultivation of Krishna consciousness, he was relishing the sweetness of devotional service, bhakti. How come that type of elevated personality, great devotee, Paramahansa, Bhagavat, Atma Ram, how come that he entered in material life? And if he entered in this material life, then how come that he came out from that and achieved the highest perfectional stage of life? How this happened? This is Parikshit Maharaj become very much surprised. So this is the question. A first class devotee, Atma, Bhagavat Atma Ram, who is engaged, observed in the service of Krishna, there is no question for his mind becoming attracted for material sense gratification. And if someone was engaged in sense gratification, there is no way he can't become a bhakta. But Priyavrata Maharaj got both. He was a Bhagavatam and a Bhagavata, such a sublime personality, elevated personality, entered in the household life, materialist way of life, and he was engaging materialist. How come that he came out and achieved the highest perfectional stage of bhakti, Krishna consciousness? Why Parikshit Maharaj, griheshu aramat yan moolam parabhavam. Srila Prabhupada in this purpose talks about this point.
Yan Mula Karm Bandha Parabhava. If someone enters in household life, the household material sense enjoyment is the root cause of our bondage. There are different causes. We are bound in the karma bandhan, fruitive activity. The root cause of our bondage, we are suffering in repeated cycle of birth and death, janma mara. There are different causes, but the root cause, prominent cause, main cause is, he says, griha, household life, and parabhava. Household life defeats the mission of human form of life. Srila Prabhupada here talks about what is the mission of human form of life. Nayam deho deh bhajam niloke kashtan kaman arhati vir bhujame tapo divyam tapo divyam utrakayana sattvam shuddhe tyasmat brahma saukhyam tanantam. Prabhupada ji repeatedly says that the human form of life is meant for self-realization. Human form of life. By the mercy of Krishna, we have attained this human form of life. That 8,400,000 species of life. The human form of life is very much important. And this human form of life is meant for self-realization, atma sakshatkar. Not from sense gratification. Human form of life is meant for self-realization and not for sense gratification. Self-realization and sense gratification, they don't go hand in hand. Rather, they go in reverse proportion. If someone is engaged in sense gratification, certainly his self-realization is decreased. And if someone is making progress in self-realization, certainly his sense gratification would be decreased. They can't go, this is going reverse proportion. So human form of life is meant for self-realization. We should elevate on the highest professional stage where we can realize ourselves. We must, self-realization means understanding our own constitutional position. At same time, we must understand the constitutional position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. If self-realization means understanding our constitutional position, our understanding Krishna, and same time understanding relation between Krishna and a living entity, us. What is our relation? And accordingly, we should try to revive that lost relationship. By this, engage ourselves in devotional activity, and human form of life is meant for reviving our a spontaneous attraction for Krishna. This is me. By hook or crook, we mold our life in such a way that we may revive our
spontaneous attraction for Krishna. Shuddha bhakti, raganuga bhakti, pure devotional bhakti is there in your heart. Not that we have to import from somewhere. It is there. Every single living entity is consciously a servant of Krishna, bhakta, devotee. A living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. Jive ras sarup hai Krishna nitya das, and consciousal position of a living entity is that he is the servant of Krishna. So Krishna prem, attraction for Krishna, spontaneous attraction for Krishna is there in our heart. Nitya siddha Krishna prem sadhya ko bhunay. Krishna prem is the in every living entity, in the heart of every living entity, Krishna prem is there. But human form of life is meant to revive that relationship with Krishna, revive our spontaneous attraction for Krishna. This is human form of life. But once living in, once we enter in grihastha life, household life, this mission is defeated. Household life, grihastha ashram, it is not very much conducive for spiritual progress. Rather, in many cases, it's like hindrance, obstacle, impediment. If someone wants to progress in spiritual life, household, grihastha ashram is not very much conducive, rather it is contrary. So, yan moolam parabhavam. So, how come that Priyavrata Maharaj, he was in, he entered in household life. First of all, he got such an elevated position, self-realized person, Bhagavat Atmaram. His mind was completely absorbed in the sweetness of devotional service. Always he was meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna, service of Krishna. Mind was completely flow of his consciousness was not going anywhere. His flow of consciousness was only directed in the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So how this was a, though he entered in house life, how come that he was able to maintain his elevated position as pure devotee? So Parikshit Maharaj inquired, first of all, he should not, if he was a self-realized person, pure devotee, Bhagavat Atmaram, then he should not have entered in the household life. What was the attraction for him in the household life? And even he entered, then how it was possible for him to come out from that attachment? So, Bhagavatam describes, sorry, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about how a person, if it is really trained nicely, he has cultivated Krishna consciousness, even if he enters in grihastha ashram. So there may be grihastha ashram for time being, there antaraya, impediment, obstacle. But since bhakti, devotional service rendered on the spiritual platform, so no material situation can stop it. It may be for time being, Sanskrit word is antaraya. Antaraya means, meaning of antaraya means impediment, obstacle. may some, it could delay, but it could not check. So since his mind was, he was nicely trained by Devarsi Narad, and he had cultivated Krishna consciousness very nicely, even he entered household life, Grihastha Ashram, still he was able to maintain his highly elevated position as a pure devotee. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks it. You must have heard about Padma Patra Ivambhasa. Padma means lotus flower. Patra means leaf. Brahmani adhaya karmari sangam tetva karoti yah lipyate na sapate na padma patra ivambhasa. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmani adhaya karmari sangam tetva. If someone has entered in household life, grihastha ashram, but if he is working, one who performs his duty without attachment for fruit, if he performs his duty as a household, one who performs his duty without attachment and surrendering the result of his karma into Krishna, Brahmani adhaya karmani, he surrendered, submit all his karma, result of his karma to the lotus feet of Krishna, and sangam tyaktva, he is not attached for the fruitive activity, a result of the karma, that lipyate na sa papena. He could be in any situation, but he will be not affected. He will remain unaffected in any situation, either in Grihastha life, sannyas life, or any life, any ashram. An example, Krishna says, Padma Patra Iva Ambasa. You must have experience about lotus flower leaf, lotus leaf. Lotus grows in the water, but the leaf is not, though it is surrounded by, it is in the water. Water is the life of the lotus flower, lotus leaf. But lotus leaf doesn't get wet by the water. It is not affected. You put the on lotus leaf, put little drop or little tilt, it goes out. So if Krishna talks about here, Sukadeva Goswami has also a given answer. Because Priya Bharat Maharaj was performing his duty, considering as a service of Krishna, as a seva of Krishna, he was not attached at all with any sense gratification. So he was unaffected. Though grihastha life is very dangerous, yan moolam parabhava, the root cause of our bondage, bandhan, and our defeat, the household. But if someone surrenders the result of his karma and he is not attached for the fruitive activity, so he will remain unaffected as Padma Patra Ivambhasa, as a lotus leaf, though situated in the water, in the midst of water, which doesn't get wet at all, is not affected. So
for a devotee may be some antaraya. Antaraya means impediment. If someone has cultivated Krishna consciousness, so for time it may be some impediment. Antaraya may come. He may be delayed, but never checked in any circumstances, because bhakti, spiritual life, bhakti is cultivated on a spiritual platform, and any material situation is not competent enough to check his progress in spiritual life. It may be for time being there is some hindrance or some delay could be there. That is the reason why since Maharaj Priyavrata, his mind was observed completely in the thought of, in the meditation of Krishna. So though he was performing his activity, at the same time, he was completely observed in the relishing the sweetness of devotional service. Though he was a ruler, he became a ruler, but since he has cultivated Krishna consciousness of substantial standard very nicely, that the reason was always, while he was ruling the kingdom, at that time, he was relishing the sweetness of devotional service, rendering devotional service. That is the reason why. So, for time being, apparently, outwardly, it seems some hindrance was there, some obstacle was there. So, it could be little delay, but his engagement in material activities, ruling the earthly planet, could not check his progress in spiritual life in bhakti. That reason why, towards the end, Maharaj Priyavrata had 10 sons. Out of 10, 3 took a renounce order of life, sannyasi, and 7, Maharaj Priyavrata, towards the end, when he was about to leave the kingdom and go to forest for austerity, he divided his kingdom in 7 parts, and 7 sons of Maharaj Priyavrata, they become the ruler of 7 different islands. Of course, Maharaj Priyavrata had another wife, and in the second wife, also Maharaj Priyavrata begot 3 children, 3 sons, Uttam, Raivat, and Tamas. And eventually, by the mercy of Krishna, they elevated themselves and they also took the post of Manu, the 3, in their next life. So this is the, in this verse, Maharaj Parikshit became very much surprised. He was very much surprised that how come a first class devotee whose mind was completely observed in relishing the sweetness of devotional service, Atmaram, self-realized person, a great devotee, what was the need for him to enter in household life? First, this was the surprise. Second surprise, how that when he become engaged in sense gratification, ruling the kingdom, how come that he came out? Once someone enters in grihastha life, it is very difficult to
Prabhupada has written someone interested in Grihamandakupam. If someone enters in Grihastha life, then Prabhupada talks about if one falls into this well, of course, Atmapatam Grihamandakupam, how should life is like a dark well? If one falls into this well, his spiritual death is assured. So since Maharaj Priyavrat has accepted Grihastha life, household life, so his spiritual death was assured. But how come that he escaped that death? Rather, his progress in the spiritual life was not checked at all. For time being, there antaraya was there, some obstacle was there, impediment was there, maybe some delay was there, but eventually his progress was not checked at all. He again regained his highly elevated position. His flow of his consciousness was completely directed in the lotus feet of Krishna. He revived spontaneous attraction for Krishna and eventually he got the highest perfectional stage possible in human form of life. Krishna Prem, Krishna Eita Param Phala Param Purushart Jar Age Trine Tulya Charita. Krishna Prem. So about Maharaj Priyavrata, it is described that he got the highest perfectional stage possible in human form of life. Means a spontaneous attraction for the in the lotus feet of Krishna. A spontaneous attraction for Krishna. And he was able to relish the sweetness of Krishna or sweetness of devotional service. So next verse is Sukhdev Goswami gives answer. This is a question of Maharaj Parikshit. And so in this chapter, Sukhdev Goswami described that how Maharaj Priyavrata achieved the highest perfectional stage. So one after another, is the first verse. Simply, Parikshit Maharaj inquiring, how come that two things. If Priyavrata Maharaj was highly nicely trained by the mercy Narad, by the mercy of Narad, he was Bhagavat Atmara. So he got this essence up on, he elevated himself in that platform. From that platform, how can he jump in the Grihastha life? And if he jumped in the Grihastha life, then how he was able to came out? So this is the question. The question is clear very much of Srila Prabhupada towards the end of purpose life talks that if some Grihastha ashram is like on the cook, a dark well. And if someone falls in this dark well by mistake, his spiritual death is assured. Means there is no question of making any spiritual life. So that for that reason he was very much surprised. Chit Maharaj was very much surprised. So this next verses talks about his highly elevated position of Priyavrata Maharaj. So that in next class you may discuss this one. However, I should stop here. Usually class goes for 1 hour, I understand. And we are So if I have any question or comment, you can ask if you have time. I don't know how your schedule goes. Usually class in ISKCON for 1 hour.
Yes.
That includes kirtan as well and question answer. So if you have any comment or any question, you are most welcome.
Yeah. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, Gosht Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Very, very beautiful and enlightening class. And thank you so much for coming and giving your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. What next? What happens after class?
Devotees, they can ask questions or they have some realization, no, they can speak.
No, usually, what about the questions, everything, then they what they do? They close their computer and...
Yeah, we just pay obeisances to all the Vaishnavas.
Each other, okay, fine. Okay, I understand you are not sitting in somewhere in the temple. Other in the temple and class finished, then devotee usually go for prasadam.
Yeah, here also devotees go for prasadam, but they take prasadam in their home.
To their respective homes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
Maharaj.
So, Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Dhanvat Pranam. Hare Maharaj ki jai. So Maharaj, my question is that the first Mansi Putra of Brahma were the four Kumaras. And at that time, Brahmaji asked them to create progeny, but refused. But there, at that time, there were no women. So how do we understand this particular sense?
No, again, at that time, whenever somebody, Brahma created another 12 sons, Manasons, and he told Brahmadi to increase the population of the earthly planet, and they were in it. Still, that time the population was not sufficient, insufficient. So he was contemplating how to increase the population. So before, when he wanted, just he was, by his manas, he was producing, giving birth of children. But when he was contemplating, meditating, from his own body, two other forms came out. One was male and another was female. And thereafter, started to increase the population by sexual intercourse. Whenever previously, before Manu and Shatru are needed, Brahma himself was created. But he created such a system by the help of Manu and Shatrupa that simply by they associate with each other and their population started. So in Sanskrit they call Maithuni Srishti. Creation by sexual intercourse started with Manu Maharaj. Previously, they were creating by their mind, they're separate. And once this happened, then sufficient population was increased. Before Manu Shatrupa, the Sanskrit by Maithuni Srishti, Maithuni Srishti means by uniting male and female, the ability to begot children. So this system was introduced, initiated during the time of Manu. Manu means Swayambhuva Manu and Shatrupa. That is called Manav Srishti. That is the reason why we say Manav. Manav means Manu, related to Manu Maharaj. Previously, they were creating when some set of children Brahma himself was creating.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. This is Kamudiki Dasi. When Prabhuji has asked about the four Kumaras, they didn't want to produce. So, could they produce like Brahma has produced from their minds? Could they produce from their mind? This is my question. Hare Krishna.
Described Brahma created four sons, and Brahma wanted that they should help to increase the population, but they were type of detached type of personality. They have no any interest, and they frankly denied the order of a father. This only Brahma become very much upset. In one sense, he was appreciating their attitude that they want to cultivate Krishna consciousness. That was good part. But bad part was that they are, frankly, they disobeyed, not listen the fact. So because of their disobedience, anger was coming out from his mind. But same time, he is appreciating that they want to become Krishna consciousness, cultivate Krishna consciousness, the appreciation. So Brahma was very important. He was trying to check his anger, but anger was coming from so out of the anger came in the form of Rudra, Shiva. And the newly born child came out from the Brahma. He was Rudra, Shiva. And Rudra means he was crying. When Shiva took birth as a son of Brahma, he was crying. So Brahma gave the name of the Shiva, Rudra. Our he is species, another name, but immediately he got Rudra because he was crying. Rudra Rata. And then Brahma became angry. Okay, sorry, Shiva, okay, I will increase the population. And Shiva started to increase the population, bhut, pichas, rather bad creation. Then Brahma, no, but stop, no need, this type of, I don't want this type of population. It seems bhut, pichas, it says, bedhanga creation chaluki. No, they don't. I don't want this type of population you are creating. Then, like Ribhu, Kratu, Bhribhu, many he created, and they also they were created. But still, the population was not sufficient. Like the speed of progress was not sufficient. So he was in anxiety how to increase the population. Okay, anything? Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
सब बंद करते हैं ना क्या ये तो आप हियर सेवन ओ'क्लॉक आई हैव टू बी सम अदर प्लेस
यस यस महाराज श्योर
हरे कृष्णा महाराज
हरे कृष्णा
कृष्णा
प्रभु जी
हाँ जी हरे कृष्णा महाराज
हरे कृष्ण हरे बोल
हरे बोल
दंडवत महाराज राधे राधे
राधे राधे राधे राधे महाराज
लेट्स पे अवर ओबेसेंसेस टू महाराज
हरे कृष्ण
पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः
हरे कृष्णा महाराज दंडवत प्रणाम
महाराज की
हरे कृष्णा महाराज दंडवत प्रणाम
हरे कृष्णा महाराज दंडवत प्रणाम